Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, two of New York's finest are bringing their wit and their style to a string of performances at the Athenaeum Theater on Southport Avenue this week up till Thursday. The show is called Oh Hello, and it's the brainchild of the writer-actor duo Gil Faison and George St. Geeglin. You may know them from their wildly successful public access prank show, Too Much Tuna, which ran in the New York area. Faison and Geeglin are about to go on stage, but before they do, they join me tonight on The Download. George, Gil, thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
I'm sure.
So how are you guys enjoying Chicago? Are you enjoying Chicago?
You know,
we're going to talk at
nothing.
The same time the whole time.
If that's okay, if that's good for your levels, we're going to talk at the
same time.
You'll come in
all
right
throughout
now.
The interview
right.
About
same
different
time.
Things. We're not in the same room.
Are you guys enjoying?
What was your question?
My question
what
is
your question?
Let me ask you, Gil. Are you enjoying Chicago? I mean, how often do you get to the Midwest?
Oh, you know, I'm having a great time here in Chicago. This is my first time here. And it's been wonderful, just wonderful. We went and took a picture at the Bean, at the Big Silver Bean.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're the first people to have done that, had that idea. And the plan for the rest of the week is to go to the Wiener Circle and just get into some fun racism.
George, how about you?
Absolutely. I come to the Midwest orphan. I for my health, I go to Flint for the waters, to the spas of Flint, and I soak in the water, and it strengthens me. It makes me metal. But I come to Chicago, and I'll tell you why. I placed a bet, a very impulsive bet with Michael Jordan, 10 years ago. I told him that it's difficult to use the bathroom at a supermarket. He said, I bet you $2 million it's not. Very impulsive. And so I come to the area and I try to collect from Mike, but you know MJ,
yeah.
He does not pay his gambling debt.
No, he does not. Yeah, that's the one thing you do know about him. You guys are primarily known for television with Too Much Tuna. Why make the transition to the theater?
Would you like to go back to the Michael Jordan topic, or did you want to keep moving?
We could.
I can't.
I guess we can go back to Michael Jordan.
Let's keep the analogy going. You know, obviously we were known with rock stars, all stars, some say Hall of at, you know, television and pranks and things of this nature. But every once in a while, you got to shake things up. You got to leave professional basketball and go play minor league baseball for a year because, you know, you want to try something new, and because your gambling debts have become such a major issue that they have to get you out of your profession so that there isn't too much inquiry into what's happened with your life. And that's what we've done with the stage, the move to the theater. It's like our move to baseball. We're worse at it. It's an unimpressive showing, but our natural abilities allow us to pretend that we're worth our time.
It's a not self-imposed exile into a worse form, but we'll charge people a lot. And we're extremely comfortable with that.
And by the time we make it back to TV, our chosen profession, you know, we'll lost a step. And then we'll get into management and general managing and probably create some of the worst television teams in the history of the sport.
Well, that's a good plan. You got long term there. You guys don't seem like theater guys. Are you guys getting used to the jargon and the rules of the stage?
How dare you? How dare you say we don't seem like theater people? We are the most theater something can be. We wear the most wet wool. We're the most fussy. And we love an arts and leisure section. We pour through it to see what types of irrelevant dance is happening. The theater and us are conjoined.
We want to go
twins.
Yeah, like Siamese twins, and we're the gangly one. And we love Steppe Wolf. You know, we are Sinise heads to the end. And you know, we're excited about being, you know, in Chicago, which is a wonderful theater town with a great tradition of it. You know,
yeah. We're talking with George St. Eaglin and Gil Faison. Their show, Oh Hello, is at the Athenaeum Theater running through Thursday. You know, you made your name on Too Much Tuna, the wildly successful prank show that was on New York One for a while. Talk about where you came up with this idea, because it really was groundbreaking.
Well, to be fair, we made our names as aliases when we escaped to Canada during something called the Vietnam War. But we made our reputations, I guess, is what you're saying, with pranks.
Yes.
And it was it's a funny story, actually. Years ago, we used to drink tuna teenies.
Yeah, that's a tuna-based martini.
Otherwise known as the Martuna.
But, you know, known within the lesbian community as the Martuna Navratilova.
The point is, we drank fish. And one day, the drinks were a little messed up. And Gil said to the bartender, "There's too much tuna in my tuna teeny, but your Martuna needs more tuna," and we laughed over it.
Yeah, and you know, and we submitted that to the Torker, the Times, and the New Yorker magazine, and they canceled our subscription.
So then, two ideas at once: too much tuna, and then our basic dislike and disregard for everyone we see on the sidewalks. So we thought, what if we could just pummel people and humiliate them with this too much tuna that's now kind of in the zeitgeist?
Right.
And it really came together, and it's pretty much one of the most beloved things in the United States of America currently.
You guys did it on New York One. Talk about that, because it's that's not necessarily public access, but it's similar.
New York One is like, well, it's better than cable access, but worse than regular TV. You know, we are on WGN, is that right?
That's right.
So you might understand.
I think I know where you're going, yeah. you know, obviously you guys getting on stage and touring and coming to the Midwest and putting together a string of shows, you got to be concerned about, you know, staying healthy. Obviously there, you've had health risks and concerns. I know, Gil, you know, mm-hmm. you were diagnosed with mercury poisoning, and with the tuna recall that was out last week. I mean, how do you guys stay fit and ready to do this show with all the sort of health concerns surrounding you guys?
Yeah, what we've done though is, you know, maintaining our, you know, we've been eating the Fukushima tuna, you know, the tuna from from around the Japanese, you know, nuclear spill. And that's that good radiated tuna, and that acts like a superpower.
So whenever there's a recall or a shortage of the American tuna, we turn to the Fukushima supply, and it strengthens us.
Mm-hmm. It acts almost like when that Peter Parker got stung by that spider when he became Spider-Man, and that nuclear spider, you know, and that's what tuna is for us. And so now, you know, if I get amped up, I'll scale right up a wall. You know,
it's like canned spinach to papaya, which he would drink to get a big arm to save Miss Skinny from Fat Monster.
Right. Gil, have you cut back on tuna? I mean, when the doctor said, you know, this is harmful. I mean, did you guys take that into consideration?
No, I would say that doctor, this is a time we were not seeing Dr. Wong, who is our doctor for everything. This is when we got placed with this other doctor. And that's for sure a product of Big Clam. You know, Big Clam's always trying to get their different ideas into the public. But it's, you know, I doubled down, in fact. I doubled down on my tuna consumption.
More.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
We realized the big hospitals are working with the pharmaceutical companies and the boneless sardine and warder companies to discredit tuna. And it's this Obama, and he's a disappointment.
That's it. And that is entirely based underlyingly on his race. And we don't talk about that much.
You don't usually get political, but you are doing a show in a political time. It's political season. We just had the primary here. Do you guys get involved in presidential politics?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
We've been lobbying very hard for Dukakis. And, you know, it's exciting. It's an exciting time, you know. Cruz still in the race, and he's really doing God's work, literally. And you know, George, what would you say Ted Cruz looks like?
You know, the thing about Ted Cruz, with all the stress, he still looks so good. He looks like the whole movie Dick Tracy pushed together into one face. It's a face that can't agree on what it is. And I love the yin and the yang of the face. It's fat, it's pointy, it's everything.
I thought you guys would be Bernie Sanders guys because you knew him from back when.
Oh, sure.
You know, what?
Bernard. Talking about Bernard.
Our friend Bernard?
Yes, our friend Bernard. They know him as Bernie. Bernie's running for president.
He's going by Bernie. What's he running for president of, the Band-Aid on Forehead Society?
No, he's running for president of the United States.
Bernard from the handball court.
Yes, Bernie, little Bernie. He's running for president of the United States, and he's doing great, actually.
Gil, you're breaking up a little. Are you in your metal bathtub again?
Yeah, I'm in a metal bathtub. I got to get all the demons out by the time we do our show.
It's a type of aversion therapy that Dr. Wong recommends.
Yeah, I sit in a metal tub filled with wood balls, and I roll around until all the demons leave my head.
That sounds therapeutic.
In closing, with you asked this politically.
Yeah.
We hope there's a broken convention. Where, you know, all the screens are broken. And we believe that Marco Rubio looks like an adult altar server. And we are staunch Dukakis heads, and also we are not registered to vote.
You guys, as New Yorkers, you guys have lived on the Upper West Side of Manhattan for, better part of a half a century, geez. How has it changed for you guys? I mean, how has your neighborhood changed? There's been a lot of gentrification, a lot of changes in the neighborhoods of New York City. How has the Upper West Side changed since you've lived there?
It's changed so much. I mean, when we first moved there, you know, it had that feel of like the awning outside the apartment on Sinfeld. And now, so many changes, so many administrations. It feels like the awning on the outside of Paul Reiser's apartment on Mad About You.
That's right. You know, and I know that, you know, New York's not the only city that's changed over the years. You know, Chicago's really changed. And ever since we lost Mayor Daley, I know George is passionate about that. And it's been tough, you know.
You mean the original Mayor Daley or the son?
The son. Who so grew into looking like the original that I applauded him.
Right.
You know, there's many great exits in history. Lou Gehrig obviously saying, "I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth." And for Mayor Daley to privatize the parking meters on his way out, just as a last thank you to the people of Chicago, I admire it. I admire a small, short-sighted move at the end of a long career.
George St. Eaglin, Gil Faison, they are the duo, the actor-writer duo, which I did not know that one, you know, that Gil, you're an actor, and George, you're a writer. That's exciting, right? How did you guys get together? When you start doing this, did that come out, or is that how you guys got together, that you're both actor and writer?
We met at Columbia University in the late 60s. I was there as a trespasser.
I was a student, part of a rarely discussed thing called the anti-war movement.
Right.
We would play Frisbee and stare at blondes and brunettes. And in this way, we ended the Vietnam War. And anyway, that's where I met Gil.
All right.
And then we developed our artistic passions together, you know, Muse and Muselix.
All right, Gil Faison.
Very, very tinny, cheap jazz.
George St. Eaglin, Gil Faison, they're the stars of the show Oh Hello, which are at the Athenaeum Theater through Thursday, the Athenaeum up on Southport Avenue. Guys, I can't thank you enough for taking some time out. Have a great show tonight.
All right, John, I'm sure.
Thank you so much. Korfman, thank you.